Let's move on now and talk about China's southwestern province of Sichuan, which has restored most power supplies for industries and businesses. This happened by Sunday at noon, according to state television. Joining us to discuss is Dan Mertel, Bloomberg Asia Energy reporter with us in Beijing. So are things starting to get a little bit better from when we spoke to you last week, Dan, because we're kind of seeing a little bit of cooler weather as well?
Yeah, Jules, we're seeing a lot of relief from the weather gods. It started raining over the weekend in Sichuan. The weather's dropped precipitously. Air conditioning demand dropped from about 24 gigawatts a week ago to about 12 gigawatts on Sunday. And hydropower generation, which is pretty low right now, has inched up a little bit as well. That means that there's a little bit more of a cushion for the power system. So the province was able to stop its, you know, full cutoff of power to industrial facilities. There are still some curbs, and it hasn't been 100% power restored to factories, but it's a lot better than it was this time last week.
And so cooler weather, reducing air conditioning demand as well. Tell us, I guess, the impact here to factories and what kind of restarting we're seeing.
Well, we're seeing a Honda, for example, is looking to restart their power parts factory in the city. We're still waiting, as companies kind of wake up to this news this morning, for more releases on specifics as far as who's restarting at 100% capacity, who's just sort of slowly ramping up production. It's going to be interesting to see because, as you know, Sichuan is a major hub for a couple of industries, including EV batteries and solar panels. So people will be sort of carefully watching those industries to see how quickly they can ramp up production again and get the supply chain for their industries back on track.
I mentioned that we are seeing a little bit of cooler weather. What are we expecting? Is it going to be some like quite significant change in rain or what is actually expected?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you never exactly know with the weather, but it's looking very, very good in the forecast right now. So Sichuan has had the worst drought in more than 60 years since the beginning of July. But for the next couple of days, they're expecting rainfall to be about 40% above average. So hopefully a lot of water to soak back into these depleted reservoirs. And then we're also going to see cooler weather move across China into the eastern parts and the south parts of the country, which, while they haven't had as extreme power such situation as Sichuan, they've also seen factories have to sort of shift their operations around to use power at off-peak times because there wasn't enough power to go around. So that might start to ease a little bit as we get to the end of this week and next weekend. And then, you know, hopefully now we'll be in September and we'll start to get cooler weather and we'll have a month or two of relief from that.
What are authorities doing to try and ensure that this doesn't happen again? Is there any kind of preparation for looking at potentially other different resources and stockpiling too?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of things that they're doing. On a national level, what China has done this year is really increased coal production and boosted their coal inventories around the country to be able to have stockpiles here if it's necessary. Sichuan and its neighbor Yunnan are sort of particularly unique provinces because they have historically been very reliant on hydropower. Sichuan gets about 80% of its power capacity from its big dams along the Yangtze River and other parts. And so they were just really affected by this historic drought here. But China is looking at a couple of specific measures to deal with the Sichuan issue. One is, you know, just sort of increasing power capacity generation. You know, that means windmills and solar plants, but also probably coal and gas power plants to deal with peaks. And the other is looking at increasing building of power lines to get more grid interconnectedness because, you know, this whole time that Sichuan was shut off, there were other parts of the country that had plenty of excess power capacity. They just didn't have the infrastructure to move it down to Sichuan. So better interconnecting the regional grids within the country could go a long way to solving these issues in the future.
And just getting back to the weather, the great story on Bloomberg about rain-seeding drones. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So this is something that China specializes in. They have they basically fly airplanes or drones into the sky whenever the humidity levels rise enough, and they drop these rain seeding technology. It's usually like silver iodide or different rods that are designed to sort of pull the moisture in the air together until it's dense enough that rain droplets fall, and the rain actually, instead of, you know, staying up as water vapor in the atmosphere, drops down onto the ground and, you know, helps crops and helps rain. They've done this before the Olympics, for example, in 2008. They seeded the rain clouds to make sure it rained before the Olympics, so skies were clear when the athletes came. China has a long and proud history of doing it. It seems to have worked this weekend as the rain came down, although scientists are still sort of, I would say, up in the air about how successful it actually is.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Thank you, as always, Dan Murtagh, Bloomberg Asia Energy reporter with us in Beijing. Some fascinating reporting by the team on what is happening in Sichuan.